Are you tired of the same old pro wrestling? Then check out the amazing action on Powerslam.tv, the biggest indie pro wrestling channel in the world. Get over 3,000 hours of the best pro wrestling events from over 100 of the biggest names in the industry from over 15 countries around the globe. Get your free trial today at Powerslam.tv.
This is your main man, RJ, from the Ringside Rant, heard only on the Visionaries Wrestling Network. So go over and subscribe across all your major platforms, iTunes, Google Play, SoundCloud, and Stitcher, to hear every great interview I have every Monday on the Visionaries Wrestling Network. Go over and follow the show's page on Twitter, @_RingsideRant. Follow the network's page, @BizWrestleNet. And, as always, embrace the vision.
Hello, friends. This is Spencer Love, your host of Over the Top Rope on the Win Column Sports Network. Don't forget, you can head to wincolumnsports.ca for all of your previews, reviews, and breaking news from the world of wrestling, be it your major promotions or from the great province of Alberta, Canada. Now, back to Sounds of Struggle with your hosts, Chris Parrish and Mania.
Six of the Sounds of Struggle.
We're back. We're here.
And we just drank beer. I'm Chris Parrish.
I'm very near the hungover.
Okay, then.
Very good.
Did you watch TLC?
Nope! Did I watch Raw? Nope! Did I watch SmackDown? Nope.
Did I watch NXT?
Nope.
Okay, well,
I'm in the Christmas
spirit.
In our
defense, we're recording on Wednesday. NXT is just happening right now.
True.
So,
nope.
That gets a pass. Even though you should watch it, because Black and Gargano in a cage? Come on. Oh,
that sounds racist. A Black Gargano in a cage?
Oh, yeah. It's Dark Johnny Wrestling.
Johnny Dark. Johnny Darko.
Johnny Dark. Dark Johnny locked up.
There we go.
However, I watched SmackDown in 23 minutes on my PVR this morning.
How'd that go?
Quickly.
Apparently.
Nice. However, I did get to watch Mustafa Ali pretty much kill Daniel Bryan's ribs on his 054 finisher when he pinned Daniel Bryan in tag team action in the main event.
They're bringing him up, eh?
Well, they kind of brought him up last week, I guess. Because he had that match with Daniel Bryan this week.
Daniel Bryan!
He tags with AJ Styles, and they're victorious over Daniel Bryan and Andrade Cien Almas.
Almas!
Nice to see him in the main event.
Yeah! Agreed. What's going on with Paige not being GM anymore?
Pretty much, I think they're abolishing the GM role.
That's nice.
Because now there's no GM of Raw, and then all the McMahons, except for Linda, but Triple H was there, came out and said that they failed the fans by not listening to them. So now they're going to listen to the fans, give them what they want, which is change. That means new faces, new matchups.
Which, I get into the first thing here, we have six people from NXT coming up!
Yep! Which, I don't know if they're listening to the fans, if these are the six people they want to see.
Well, you never know. We have, let's see, Lacey Evans, EC3, Nikki Cross, Heavy Machinery, and Lars Sullivan, which we've heard about before.
Yeah.
And as we just talked about, off the pod, where are they going? Who's going where?
Well, I mean, we talked about it, and we quickly assume that we're going to see Nikki Cross, Lars Sullivan, and EC3 on SmackDown.
Yes.
With Heavy Machinery and Lacey Evans on Raw.
Yes. I agree with that.
But, I mean, it just seems like it would be a casual fit that Nikki Cross goes back to her group with Sanity.
That makes, still there. I didn't know.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. So chances are she'll be on Raw.
Most likely.
Chances are they'll probably put...
I don't know. I think Lacey Evans having matches with Becky, Charlotte, Asuka. I think that'd be good. I'd enjoy that.
What about with her with Bayley? Well, I mean, didn't you just said Sasha, right?
I'm with Charlotte.
Yeah.
Asuka.
But, like, you'll Becky. See...
But, yeah, on Raw, you will see Sasha, Bayley... Ronda, to a lesser extent.
Ember Moon. Which we'll see. You got Nia Jax. You got Natalya. Riot Squad, your favorite.
I just love them. If anybody wants to get me anything for Christmas, get me some fucking Riot Squad gear.
Or just, you know, at least a picture of Sarah Logan topless. Or Liv Morgan topless.
You know what? I'll take any of them topless. Yeah. That's fine.
Well, I don't, really? Her, right? She looks,
you know what? That's fine. I just want to see it.
She looks flatter.
Boobs or boobs?
I think she's flatter than her crowd work. Bam.
Boobs or boobs, man. I will never say no to boobs.
We have better looking boobs than her.
I will never say no to boobs.
Interesting.
Never.
I'm getting you a jug of milk for Christmas in the shape of a nipple.
I'm cool with that. Boobs.
Are you a 1%, 2%, or...
Homo. Yeah. Homo milk.
Good. Figured.
Mm.
Nice to get that off the table.
Off my chest. Boobs.
Off my chest, from my breast. You'll enjoy the rest.
Exactly.
On to TLC.
Let's get
I think that just makes all the sense in the world.
Let's jump off this ladder right into TLC.
And, yeah, so... Do you want to start from the beginning? Or do you want to
I'm going to start from the beginning just because I saw one match. I had a very busy and we'll just say busy few days, and yeah, leave it at that. Buddy Murphy defeats Cedric Alexander. Was it good?
It was on the kickoff.
Was it good?
I did not see it.
Oh, well,
I did not watch the kickoff.
We'll assume it's good. Moving on.
I would assume it was probably one of the better matches of the night.
So congratulations, Buddy Murphy. Moving on.
No.
Elias defeated Bobby Lashley in a ladder match with a guitar suspended above the ring.
Pretty sad.
Elias wins. Yeah. Was it good?
Yeah.
Never mind. It was pre-card, so you didn't see it.
No, but I did watch that afterwards.
Okay. First match of the night, Fabulous Truth versus Mahalisha. And Fabulous Truth wins Mixed Mask Tag Challenge. So Carmella and R-Truth will be the number 30 entrance in their respective Royal Rumbles.
Which we called, so we're one for one. And as their destination to go wherever they want, R-Truth picks the WWE headquarters in Stamford, Connecticut.
Oh, Jesus. That's fantastic. also, we did call Elias beating Bobby.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure we
called Buddy Murphy. Yeah. So. But, I mean, as we saw in Survivor Series, pre-show doesn't count.
Yes, clearly.
So, I mean, we have
and
to
then
go.
We have... Next match is SmackDown Tag Team Triple Threat Match, where The Bar defeated New Day versus the Usos. The Bar won.
Yeah.
Pretty sure we called that.
Yeah, we did.
Did you watch it? Was it good?
I did. It wasn't bad. I would have liked to see this match have a little bit more time. Maybe be an elimination match. Very that would have been nice.
Very good.
I think I'm also to the point where... I'm going to sound like a broken record. If New Day's always going to use three guys, please turn them heel.
I have literally never heard you say that.
I'm just at the point. The one thing I will say is Big E made me almost shit myself laughing this morning by at the beginning of SmackDown where Shane has everyone on SmackDown kind of lined up to talk, like kind of he has everyone kind of like backstage to make this announcement of what's to come. Daniel Bryan's there looking really unhappy only because he looks two people to the left and you see Big E shoving down turkey in his mouth. And Daniel Bryan being known to be vegan, it just made me laugh.
Fair enough. I like it.
And I don't think he was even eating it. He was just licking. And I think enjoying the taste, but not really eating.
That doesn't shock me at all. He seems like a licker.
It was creepy.
Yeah, fair enough.
But it was funny. Really funny.
Next match. Braun Strowman versus Baron Corbin. Braun Strowman defeats Baron Corbin. This, I saw pictures of, where he ended up having help from... Who was it? I don't know what they call themselves. Bobby Roode and fucking...
Chad Gable. They call themselves the Raw Women... Raw Tag Team Champions.
The Raw Women's Champion. But no, I didn't know if they had like a team name or whatever, but...
Not yet.
Hit them. Finn Balor. Who else was there? Apollo Crews. A bunch of them came out and beat the crap out of
Finn. I don't think Finn Balor was out there.
I saw him hit him with a chair.
Maybe he was.
I don't know.
This was beer break.
The whole I didn't see the whole card. That's enough. But yeah, so congrats to Baron Corbin, who will face...
You mean Braun Strowman.
Whatever, they're both the same.
So Baron Corbin is not going to be the permanent GM.
Which you told me that apparently there's no GM now on either Raw or SmackDown.
Yeah.
So that'll be interesting going forward. Braun Strowman will now face... what's his face?
Brock
Lesnar. For the Universal Championship at Royal Rumble.
Yep. Which I kind of like because it takes both... Lesnar and Strowman out of the Rumble match.
Yes. Although they've done it before where the person who lost the heavyweight title match ends up in the Rumble. Done it before. They can do it again. Next was Natalya versus Ruby Riott. Natalya won. I don't care.
The match wasn't actually that bad.
Don't care.
What I don't like about it was how predictable the finish was.
Don't care.
Natty wins, which is something we didn't guess. Because I think we both said probably Ruby Riott.
I find it hard to believe I said Ruby Riott only because I hate her so much, but I probably did just because of the numbers.
And on Raw, Natalya survives a gauntlet to become the number one contender for the Raw Women's title on Christmas Eve against Ronda Rousey.
Oh, but that... Yeah. Well, isn't that just nice? I guarantee I'm not going to watch that either.
No, I'm not.
Not because...
However, you will...
Not because it's Natalya versus...
You will want to watch SmackDown on Christmas Day.
Why is that?
Because Rusev and Nakamura go for the U.S. title.
That'd be good.
And I think that's the main event.
That'd be good. And again, it's not so much because I don't want to see... Actually, I wouldn't mind seeing Natalya versus Ronda Rousey, trainer, trainee, all that shit, but it's Christmas Eve. I have traditions. I'm not watching... I'm not going to watch any TV at all. I'm busy.
Yeah, I'm going to PVR.
I'm working during the day. And then I'm going to do my stuff.
It'll be on PVR.
Exactly.
I'll get watched later. Or at least skimmed.
And I haven't watched in a month. Like, I missed TLC, so I've...
Well, you know what? You haven't missed a lot.
So
the beginning of that month, you might have started some of the worst Monday Night Raws ever. This last one probably was a little bit better, but still didn't miss anything.
Only because Vincent Kennedy McMahon was there.
Well, and you got to see a little bit of change. The Revival became number one contenders to the tag team title.
Thank God. About time.
So they face Bobby Roode and Chad Gable next week on Raw.
I will have to watch it now.
There you go.
I will have to watch it now. You're right.
Yeah. See?
But yeah, on to the next match. Finn Balor defeated Drew McIntyre. I did see this match.
Yeah.
I don't remember a lot of it, but...
Dolph Ziggler helped out Finn Balor win.
I remember it was all right.
And then ended up having a segment backstage where
Dolph attacked Finn.
Yeah, because they got mad at each other. And then...
Because bitch is gonna bitch.
Yeah. So they have a match on Raw, pretty much have the match. Drew McIntyre comes out.
Lays them both out?
No. He, actually, it was one of those where he gets in there. Both guys kind of take a shot at him. I believe Balor ends up winning the match, then he attacks Balor, and then attacks Ziggler. And it was kind of one of those things where it's like, oh, we're promised change, but this kind of feels like the same.
Mm-hmm. Oh, next match, sorry, I lied. I did see this one, too. Mysterio versus Orton in a chairs match. I like this one.
See,
the chemistry these two have was really good.
This was one of two matches where Vince McMahon reportedly hated.
Really?
And apparently, he hated the fact that this was a chairs match because he felt that these two can deliver a better match if there was no stipulation at all. Which was weird, because I was like, well, you get to make the final decision. Why didn't you just do that then?
Yeah.
However, I did like the finish. I thought it was very original.
The, off the chairs, and then he jumps up on the chairs, and then to the, was it the victory roll? I like that. The one thing I really stuck out with me is when Orton's on the outside and lying on the ground, and Mysterio does that like baseball slide with a chair on his stomach and basically almost toboggans onto Orton.
Yeah.
That was fucking cool. I like that.
I also like the earlier on SmackDown where they had that match and he went to do that boom, RKO out of that. It was like creative. Just different. I don't know. Like, these guys always worked well. I had the pleasure of seeing them with Kurt Angle in Chicago, WrestleMania 22. Always worked well then. Still work great now. That's why these two are going to be Hall of Fame talents.
Yes,
for sure. Their careers are over.
For sure. But anyways, yeah, so that was, that was the last one I saw. After that, I stopped watching again because stuff's going on.
Good.
Next match was Ronda Rousey versus Nia Jax, where Ronda Rousey retained.
Yeah.
I heard something about her going heel after the match or something.
Yeah, no, it wasn't her going heel in that match. It was, we'll get to it later. However, no.
Just get to it now.
Pretty much she just said in an interview after that Charlotte and Becky can say whatever they want, but just know that payback's a bitch. And then she was foreshadowing what's to come. And then we'll talk about that in, like, 2 minutes.
Okay. Next was the new Daniel Bryan. The new Daniel Bryan. Defeating AJ Styles. Was this match good?
It was, actually. And it was a clean finish.
Really?
It was. It was actually very, very different in the sense of you're expecting something shady to go. There were attempts, but kind of counters to it. Yeah, and then Daniel Bryan sneaks out a pretty much just a regular like pin on him, and then basically says in an interview after it, he wants to take the leather of the championship, remove it so he can make the title more environmentally safe, I guess.
More eco-friendly, more vegan-friendly.
Eco-friendly, I think it makes sense too.
So, yeah, he's basically going full-on heel. I like it. I like that.
Yeah, and he's basically what Daniel Bryan with the whole pro-ecosystem, pro-vegan, or stuff like that. It's basically a different version of CM Punk's gimmick with the
Strange Society.
Yeah, like the whole being everyone should be like me, don't do drugs, don't do like all that stuff.
I like it. No, yeah. I like that. Cool. I'll have to watch that match. Next one, Ambrose versus Rollins. I heard a rumor about this match.
Yeah, Vince McMahon hated this match.
Yeah, I heard not only did he hate this match, I heard this match got boos, it got boring chants, and it got Becky Lynch chants.
See, and that's the thing. I don't think this match was bad at all. I think the fans are just being assholes.
I think, personally, this match was built up so much that they couldn't deliver.
What I understood, Vince hated the fact that this was a wrestling match, and they decided to wrestle. And my thing, again, will you have the final decision to make this a gimmicked match and make the violence out of it, and he chose not to, not even give them a stipulation. Therefore, what do you expect they're going to do?
Fair enough.
Like, it's just one of those where it's like...
Did they brawl, or is it just like the fact that there was no stipulation?
Basically, they wrestled until Ambrose pissed off Rollins enough where he went to do the shield fist pump, and then Ambrose just turned it on, and then they kind of brawled, and then the whole thing was Ambrose was going to make Rollins lose control of not only himself, but the match, and then take advantage, and then basically when Rollins did snap after that, he then took his eye off the ball, got countered with the dirty deeds, 1-2-3, new Intercontinental Champion Dean
Ambrose. Sounds like it's alright, to be honest.
Story wasn't bad. I understand where Vince is coming from, because there should be a lot more emotion in this match in terms of violence, especially when they feuded a long time ago. However, put them in a ladder match then. Do something. Don't just have a regular match on a gimmicked pay-per-view where you can have tables matches, ladders matches, chairs match, TLC matches. Don't give this match nothing.
Yeah, I think they could have definitely given Elias and Lashley nothing and given this one a ladder match.
Or just make it a freaking, like, guitar match. Like,
guitar and a pole match.
Or, like, do something different. Have Bobby Lashley bring out a chair to, like, take away the guitar. And then, I don't know, like, you could have done something different there. And then you could have had your precious Rey Mysterio, Randy Orton match not be a gimmick match. And then he wins. And then, oh, you could have had that be a ladder, or the ladder match for the IC title. Mm-hmm. And then, boom, you win. And then there's a little bit more. But I think a lot had to do with the fact that he wanted it to be, for the first time ever, a TLC match for the SmackDown Women's Championship to main event TLC. So he didn't want it overshadowing. Right. But I'm like, well, then you know, just shut up and enjoy what you put out and then don't complain about it. Because if you didn't want one to overshadow it, then I don't know.
Speaking of which, it was Becky Lynch defending her women's title in a TLC match versus Charlotte Flair and Asuka. Yeah. With Asuka winning.
I'm also going to say this. Charlotte was the third most over in this match.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. I think people are wanting to see Asuka do some stuff for a while. So. Yeah.
And supposedly the segment on SmackDown where Vince changed his tune on Asuka was the scene where Becky had to announce her replacement for the Survivor Series match. Vince was surprised with the reaction that Asuka got, which was apparently, in his eyes, louder than anybody else by far, and that's including the Charlotte reaction. Hmm. And it's like, yeah, she's been getting that for a while, Vince. That's why you may have just should have allowed her to go over at Mania.
Uh-huh.
Instead of booking her like
instead of burying
shit.
Her for last year?
Yeah. So... but then, yeah, she finally
so
won her.
What happened at the end of this? Because you said there's something coming.
So pretty much at one point of the match, Asuka is out of the ring selling. Becky and Charlotte are on a ladder going after the title. Ronda Rousey comes out, pushes the ladder, takes out both Becky and Charlotte, which allows Asuka to climb up the ladder and grab the title. And then it was like, she turned heel. Not really, because... we all know.
I mean, technically it's...
we all know that in this instant, Vince wants Rousey as the babyface. 100%. Whether or not the fans see it that way, totally
but
different.
But I can see it, though, is that not so much that she turned heel, it's more of she did a heel thing, but because the whole four horsemen versus four horsemen, which I'm assuming they'll eventually build to, which...
yeah, I don't think that's going to happen
not
at Mania.
Not this year.
Possibly SummerSlam.
Maybe Survivor Series.
Yeah. But definitely not within the next 6 to 8 months, I think we're safe to say.
Yeah. Well, six months. Well, eight months, yes, because 8 months will be about August. Almost.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But anyways, yeah. No, I think maybe... Survivor Series, but they build, they start doing feuds between brands.
Well, August is
something.
The 8th month, so I think we're going to January. That's technically.
Whatever. Just anyway, so that was a good match?
It actually was, but I think this match was definitely given the opportunity to be one of the better matches of the night. I'm finding this is more of a... it's not because these are your three best. They are very good. But I just completely look at the opportunity that they have... and they're being given the chance to be the best match with no restrictions. Had you made Ambrose Rollins TLC, I think you would have saw something completely different out of that match.
Yeah.
I think if you put Daniel Bryan and AJ in an Iron Man match, you'd get something completely different out of that. I think it's just a platform you allow your talents to go on. And it was the same thing as the Evolution. Nobody got the platform like Becky and Charlotte did. So therefore, that match obviously was primed to be the best match of the night.
True.
And that's how I felt about this one. Each woman, to their credit, delivered. So that's good news moving forward. Asuka looked very strong in the match where she saw her first championship.
Yeah.
Didn't actually technically defeat Charlotte or Becky. So that allows the other two looking strong. That carries over to SmackDown where Becky challenges Ronda, where she just wants to beat up Ronda. Charlotte comes in, tells her to take to the back line. I think they actually are making Charlotte look like that entitled queen.
Gotcha.
A little bit. Then Asuka come out and saying, well, you're not the champ. You're not the champ. I'm the champion. And then pretty much they argue. Vince comes out, makes a match between Asuka and Naomi for the championship. Asuka retains. And then basically tells Charlotte and Becky, if they're not happy with Ronda Rousey, then go do something about it.
I like it.
So, it's Vince saying, crossover, show up on Raw, do something.
I hope so. That'd be sweet.
Well, I mean, if we're going to have change, cool. I actually would have liked to see this major announcement from Vince McMahon just saying, up until WrestleMania, this roster split, it's frozen. Everyone can go after anybody until WrestleMania.
I like it.
And then the day after Mania, I don't know.
Redraft.
Shake it up.
Redraft.
Or, here's a better one. Have your night after WrestleMania, right? Because that night's always, like, crazy. The week right after. So you're keeping that attention. Then you're building to something else.
So 2 weeks after Mania.
Yeah.
I like it. How about moving on to, you hear about, there's a couple people from NXT let go.
Yeah.
There's Tash and Dong.
Apparently.
Dong.
Yeah.
And Nick Miller of The Mighty, which surprised me.
Yeah, apparently he asked for his release so he could be with his newborn son. After he was with his son, he realized he wanted to stay home for a bit.
So he asked for like a leave of absence and then just said, you know what, fuck it, I don't want to go back.
Apparently he left on good terms. The door, apparently, for him to come back is open. And the rumor is now expect Shane Thorne to receive a singles push.
Sweet.
So, that would have been a team I thought would have just strived under the NXT UK brand.
Yeah.
Kind of shocked that they weren't put there because they would have definitely gave that division a little bit more substance.
Maybe down the road they were planning on it, but just
yeah.
Didn't get off the ground, right?
Well, I mean, especially when you're going to, you know, have tag titles out there. I mean, man, they would have given that tournament a little bit more name value, I thought.
Yeah, I agree. They could have even gone to the finals and put a team over.
Hell, you could have even just been like, oh, one time only, we're going to put the bar in the tag tournament because you got an Irish guy and you got a Swiss guy.
Together they make the Swigress.
Well, I mean, to me that just would have been interesting. Have them go to the finals, put over a champion, and then boom, instant credibility because they defeated a main roster team.
I like it. But that's not going to happen.
No.
So congratulations out to Mickie James becoming the woman with the most matches under her belt in Raw history.
Yep. She actually, what I don't understand is that chick has a baby.
Mm-hmm.
She's been around for a while.
She's old.
Doesn't look like it at all. Hot. Looks amazing.
She looks hot.
Yeah. So.
She did porn.
Yeah. She did CM Punk, too.
That's why she looks young. Keys to being young in wrestling.
She definitely,
do porn and do CM Punk.
She definitely took the straight edge.
Right in her ass.
Yeah.
So, yeah. For anybody in wrestling business who hasn't figured out the secret like we have, go do porn, then do some wrestling, then do CM Punk. You'll look young forever.
So, Paige, where you went wrong, Del Rio. Just going to point that out.
You're probably going to look like you're 95 in about a year and a half.
Yep.
Congratulations.
Reason why AJ Lee looks old? Didn't do porn.
No, we know it.
Yep. She did wrestling. She did punk. Never did porn.
Yes.
So. Francine?
What's it say about...
Francine? You know, there you go.
What about the fact that Caitlyn doesn't look old?
Huge rack.
Oh, she must have done punk! There's trouble at home! Ah!
Her and AJ Lee are best friends.
Best friends share everything.
Mm-hmm.
Moving on!
Her boobs are also definitely sagging, though, so I don't know. She's probably showing some time.
I'll still look at them. I will look at them for hours.
Yeah. No, I'm not saying anything is wrong with that.
Did you hear Dalton Castle's going to WCW?
Yeah. Lucrative deal! Well, I mean, he's thinking about taking the deal.
Good for him. He deserves a good push like that.
Also does a great Macho Man.
Yes, he does.
Impression, Hulk Hogan, and I think there was a third that he did in that same interview. So check it out, people.
Bill Apter.
Oh, it was Ravishing Rick Rude.
Ooh, very good.
Yeah.
But on a serious note, going from that to an actual question, what's next for the Elite? Seeing as all of the people, basically everyone from Being the Elite YouTube show, minus Marty Scurll, said goodbye to Ring of Honor.
Yeah. Well, before we get into that, Marty Scurll now has a new stable in Ring of Honor.
Villain Enterprises?
Yeah.
Yes.
Which I believe he's with, what is it, PCO?
Yes.
And who's the other one?
I don't know.
Matt Tavern?
Matt Taven? Matt Taven? I thought Matt Taven has the kingdom, but it might be. It's two big motherfuckers.
Yeah. So, I mean, clearly he's got some. And I think he's the number one contender for the Ring of Honor title.
I can see them putting on him.
Because I think he won that match against Daniels at Final Battle.
Yeah.
So I believe that was it, the thing.
But that's the thing. It's, you have all of SCU, apparently, is not going to be there anymore.
Yeah, Scorpio Sky, Christopher Daniels, Frankie Kazarian.
And then you have Cody, Brandy.
Yeah.
Young Bucks.
Yep.
And Hangman Page.
Yep.
All contracts all came up with Ring of Honor, and none of them resigned. They're leaving. Yep. Question is,
and this doesn't, where are they and going? This isn't even talking about, you know, what is Kenny Omega doing?
Yeah, I haven't talked about that at all.
Because he doesn't work exclusively for Ring of Honor. He works exclusively
He only works for Ring of Honor when they do the crossover, the World of Worlds. Yeah.
Because he's exclusive New Japan, who has a working relationship with Ring of Honor.
Exactly.
So, while the other guys were actually exclusively signed to Ring of Honor while working relationship with New Japan.
So, it's going to be interesting to see what happens. Because as we talked about a couple weeks ago, maybe? Yeah. Maybe two podcasts ago, or maybe last week about... No, it was two podcasts ago, about the whole... there's been a bunch of stuff that's been trademarked and... potential of a new promotion starting down in Florida area in Jacksonville. So it'll be interesting if that's the case or if they're WWE bound or it's going to be interesting going forward. I think this year's WrestleMania and this year's Road to WrestleMania is going to be a very exciting one.
Well, especially the Rumble too, because they've been flat out saying January 1, January 4, January 5 for a lot of people because January 4 is a date of
Wrestle Kingdom.
Yeah, Wrestle Kingdom 13.
Which is, I think it's kind of cool that they do the 4th every year, no matter where it is on the calendar.
Yeah. And you have Kenny Omega defending his IWGP Heavyweight Championship.
With Tanahashi, I believe?
Yeah. So, you know, if he loses, I mean, just, you know, cultivate and just escalate those rumors about Kenny Omega leaving.
Yep.
I don't know, like, I'm very curious to see what's going to happen moving forward, because it's either A, are they going to start their own company, All Elite Wrestling, or are they WWE bound?
Maybe half and half.
Or, are they going to sign exclusive contracts to work for the second annual Chris Jericho Rockin' Rager at Sea?
Second wave.
Yeah.
Officially announced today.
Yeah.
No details yet on when it's going to happen, but allegedly it's going to happen roughly same time.
Was it May, I heard?
I heard October again.
Oh, is it October?
Coming up this 2019.
Okay.
But details for that will happen. Are be coming out mid-January, is what you say? So that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Jericho should buy his own boat, start his own cruise line.
Here's the thing. Are WWE going to get involved this time?
Probably not. As much as it would be smart for them, probably not.
I wonder if maybe WWE might not, but like they might allow the NXT.
That'd be nice, but again, probably not.
Because NXT does do like them the Loud Tour for that music festival.
Over in England, yeah.
Yeah, so maybe this is an opportunity to do, they see like the success that the first one had. Maybe some contractual improvements happen between Jericho and WWE moving into the 2019?
Maybe.
So, I don't know. Maybe we might see some WWE involvement on this one.
Well, they're doing a lot more work with Evolve, so it wouldn't fully shock me.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of Evolve, Johnny Gargano is planning on doing one more match with Evolve, set to face Austin.
Like Stone Cold? Not Stone Cold. Aries?
They just said Austin. So.
Austin Aries, maybe?
Maybe it's Austin. Well, what's Billy Gunn's son's name?
Austin Gunn.
Maybe it's him. Maybe it just said Austin, and I didn't really look at it.
Ah, yes. Which, by the way, I read something about DIY. Looks like they're reforming as of tonight's taping of NXT, which is exciting.
Since we're only taping on Wednesday, we're coming out on Friday this week. Not a spoiler.
No, that's why I didn't say spoilers. Mm-hmm. The only other thing I have for wrestling, which isn't fully wrestling, Christian is hosting a TV show called Night Fight.
Ooh.
Which is basically people dressed up in ye olde traditional garb of like the 1100s, fighting with swords and other old instruments of pain.
Johnny
Gargano. It's like a UFC of like old timey knights warfare.
By the way, Johnny Gargano is set to face Austin Theory.
Austin Theory?
Don't know who that is.
Yeah, no idea. Actually, I lie. That name does kind of ring a bell.
Yeah.
I don't know why, though. I could not tell you why.
So, yeah.
Right on. Let's move on to some... Do you want to do some football? I got a couple things for football.
We can.
So, how about Carson Wentz fracturing his vertebra? It's a spinal injury.
That's awesome theory.
Well, I recognize him.
Yeah.
He's hot.
Possibly out for the year.
Carson Wentz?
Yep.
Oh, he gone.
No. Apparently they said that if they were to make the Super Bowl, he could be playable.
Parrish? What? He gone. They're not making the Super Bowl.
No, well, I know they're not. I mean...
So that's what I'm saying.
They might not even make the playoffs.
That's why I'm saying he gone.
No matter how many helping... of the New Orleans Saints we do for them. Except for the losing to Dallas. That we did not help them on.
Speaking of New Orleans Saints, let's flash to a rival and the Panthers.
Yeah.
Cam Newton is probably going to miss... I say probably going to miss the rest of the season with a shoulder injury.
Yeah, they actually confirmed that they are going to shut him down for the season. So, Saints, who need one more win this year to clinch home field advantage throughout the playoffs, and we play the Panthers one more time, so we should be able to win that game.
Hooray!
Two games left, and we hold a one-game lead on the LA Rams. Which, by the way, thank you, Philadelphia Eagles, for that one.
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah.
Philly did one thing right.
Yeah.
Let's move on to hockey.
Well, also... One thing more to point.
Standing with football.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Let's go.
I'm a fan of the New Orleans Saints. Best record in football, 12-2 right now.
Yes.
Who that? Anybody.
It's the New Orleans Saints. You said that.
Yeah, no. By the way, I said who that. That's their
catchphrase. New Orleans Saints.
Yeah. If they win one more game in their two games left in their season, they do get home field, which means they will play nothing but home dome games until the Super Bowl, which is then a dome game. So if we were to go to the Super Bowl...
Bring your condoms! We're all about the domes!
We are playing dome games for the rest of the year, baby!
Just like the hookers on 118th Ave, we are playing dome games.
Viva los...
Biodome.
Well, Superdome.
Viva los dome.
Viva los who dat dome.
It's the fucking Saints, man. Stop asking. Hockey.
Yeah.
Tommy Hawk, the mascot of my beloved, really shitty Blackhawks, is doing more than the team is. Because he got in a fight.
He's fighting harder than the team.
Well, only because a drunk-ass Winnipegger decided to just cold-cock him and attack him.
Yeah, and he owned him and then pushed him out, which was really funny.
Yes, he did. He gave him a nice little body slam, and it's a good time.
You know who's also doing some fighting on the Blackhawks?
Who
did? Dylan Strome. Not happy about people calling him a bust when he says, I like how people are writing me off when I have yet to play a full season in the NHL.
True story. Yeah. And he's actually doing quite well with DeBrincat there. Yeah. I'm really liking their...
Former Erie Otter line mates.
So we have good pieces. We just can't put the shit together for some reason. Well, whatever.
Just like every team that has great players, you guys are also... You know, casualties of the cap right now. So
and
you
now,
guys have to develop younger players and have to.
And also now injury play, because guess who's back in the fucking IR?
Crawford
with a concussion. As much as this hurts me to say it, it would not surprise me if his career is over.
Yeah, but then that contract comes off.
Yes, but that's.
You know who you guys could sign? Bobrovsky.
Bobrovsky. And you know where Crawford could go to?
Hell.
No. I like him. No, he'd probably end up in Arizona. You know, with everyone else that has to, you know, retire from injuries. Oh, also, Marcus Kruger also has a concussion. I want to throw it, because we talked about it off the pod, the whole Jujhar Kara suspension two games, which we can get into after this. But I find it interesting that Evander Kane pushes one of our defensemen into Crawford, causing him to leave the game and be on the IR again. Nothing happens. What's up with that? Evander Kane's a piece of shit.
Okay, this is also...
I'm throwing it out there right now. I am putting a bounty on Evander Kane's head. First person to cash in, instantly you get a Menachem D Award of Excellence. Jonah, I'm talking to you. This is how you get it.
I'm also going to say this as a defenseman growing up when I played hockey. The one thing I never, ever understood was why as a defenseman you would allow... anybody to push you
or
push anybody into your goalie
or you touch your goalie at all,
and then when that happens you go 10 shades of fucking retard and decide to like get mad at this guy when you know a good chunk of it was probably your fault to begin with.
But no, to be fair, this one, because I also played defense, was he literally pushed him, kind of slew foot him, so like the defense, I think it might have been Gustav Forsling, maybe. He couldn't do much to stop it. He was literally driven into Crawford, which I think is bullshit.
Well, I mean, I think the one thing this league is very bad at is understanding goalie interference.
Oh, terrible.
Case in point, the Oilers and Blues game the other day.
Yes, let's get into that. The Oilers and Blues.
Which was funny because
who was in net during that? Was it
Ken Talbot? Yeah.
Yeah, and he got physically pushed by three different sticks into the net.
Now, there's degrees of this story. First one is, you have a play. It looks like Talbot has it. He gets pushed into the net. Puck goes into the net. However, Sportsnet, who's amazing with their video review, shows no evidence of the puck crossing the line. Therefore, as a viewer, very hard to see why, when St. Louis challenges it, it's put as a goal. So Oilers then challenged that call for goalie interference, which was denied, even though it looks completely obvious that Maroon pushes the pad or the body or thigh of Cam Talbot into the net, causing him to change direction, causing puck to cross the goal line. Not disputing the puck cross line, it did, but the reason why it did was definitely debatable. And then...
This sounds like the Oilers fans are going to now forever hate on the Blues, just like they hate on the Ducks.
No. Because Pat Maroon is hilarious, and I miss him on the team. Dustin Nielsen still played the Pat Maroon goal song that they had when he was in
Atlanta
today.
I respect that.
And then he's like, I don't know, one day after the game... it's not like it was an important goal or anything. Just might be too much to play. 10 minutes left in our thing. I don't know about that. And then cuts himself off to play the song. Very funny.
Yes.
However, it's just more of the... We still don't know what constitutes goal interference. What?
Because the referees don't even know.
No, but it's just... It's hard, but then...
It's easy.
From Cam Talbot's... from when he was interviewed, he said the referee... came up to me and said the reason why it's reviewed to begin with was he felt that the goal or the puck crossed the goal line before contact was made. Therefore, he, if the referees were getting together, was going to push for a review anyway. And he said that before they actually did the review. So at least Telbeck got, you know, an idea of what the main official was thinking. However, if that's the thought, call it a goal on the ice. But that was the thing. The goal, or the ruling on the ice, was no goal. Therefore, you needed conclusive evidence, which you didn't see it. And it's like, now it's to the point, I see this in football a lot. I see this in hockey a lot. I'm seeing a lot of plays overruled without conclusive evidence.
I don't know why you and all the other fans are so upset. It's very, very simple. For goalie interference, it's any time that you interfere with the goalie and impeding him from stopping a shot and having puck go in the net. And then in big capital letters, unless the ref doesn't fucking care.
No, but like,
there it is.
Here's the thing.
Referee discretion.
I don't care if that was a goal or not. I'd wish that the replay we're seeing 3 hours after the game can be shown during the broadcast and not getting 9 minutes of review of it looking, we don't know where the puck is. How is this a goal? But you still have this magical evidence of showing the puck crossing the goal line. That is fine. What we hate is the inconsistency of coming up to the call and then now taking away the human element of making a decision. That is why I also dislike the coach's challenge when they call offside on a goal when it's like 40 seconds prior to the actual goal.
Yes. Basically what we're saying is, no matter what, referee's discretion. Go fuck your team. We run the game.
I'm not arguing the goal. That's fine if it was a goal. Just be up front with us from the very beginning. Show us the replay where it's crossing the line then, and give us, as the viewers, the information right then.
Let's stay with this hot topic. Then Jujhar Kara later
but
on the game.
At the same time, maybe it's just Sportsnet being their shits at showing information. Go back to TSN, please, NHL.
I don't think they have the ability to do that right now. That's
no. The point. I gotta wait for the broadcast.
Jujhar Kara suspended for 2 games for his cross check on Vince Dunn, even though Vince Dunn cross checked him beforehand.
Yeah.
My thing is, and you're not gonna agree with this, and I really don't give a fuck. It was a retaliation, which makes it worse. I'm not saying the first guy doesn't deserve anything. Retaliation. Also, Jujhar Kara's looked a little more malicious.
Here's the thing. I don't disagree with Jujhar Kara getting 5 and a game and a suspension. What I don't understand is that you allowed Vince Dunn, who did the same thing, 2-minute minor, fine. Now, you're classifying the act in a different degree. Here's what I hate. Someone has to get hurt for you to actually go down hard on a player.
Go down hard.
But it's like, oh,
sucked him up.
We're only going to give you a harsh penalty or a harsh suspension if the other guy gets hurt. Which Dunn faked. He went down.
The basketball
slash. He embellished the hell out of it. Because if he was truly hurt, 2 things would happen. You're hurt, you won't play the next shift because you're hurt. Or your concussion spotters would actually pull you out because they feel you might have a concussion.
Fuck concussions.
But if they don't, maybe that's because he didn't get hit that goddamn hard.
Yes. On a side note, Patch Reddy. He's been put on injury reserve, an undisclosed injury.
No.
But yeah, you can go back to your time.
So, no, that's just it. It's like, I don't care if one guy gets suspended and, you know, and a match penalty. But here's the thing. If NHL wants to completely take away the act of hitting to the head, don't have a degree of it. It's wrong or it's wrong. That is it. Both guys should have been kicked out of the game. Both guys should have been suspended. They now will think twice before cross-checking the guy in the fucking head moving forward.
No, they won't. They don't give a fuck. Yeah. Also, another injury. Oscar Klefbom. He's out into the new year because he's going to have...
He broke a finger.
He's having surgery on it, I think. So he's out 6 to 8 weeks?
Out 6 to 8 weeks, yeah, which is great because he can definitely tell that. Our power play is brutal now.
Because it was so good before.
It was, actually, a little bit. We actually got pucks to the fucking net.
It's because none of your defensemen want to shoot.
No, this is also on McDavid. Shoot the fucking puck once in a while.
McDavid is an assist guy. He doesn't like to score. Oh,
it's just...
He scores, but not on the court.
Ha ha! He did score behind the net a couple games ago.
Have him go behind the net and start shooting.
But, no, here's the thing. It's really funny when the broadcast is saying, oh, we're going to pinpoint the active sticks in front of the St. Louis goal during this penalty kill. And then we'll also show the Oilers still trying to pass a puck through these active sticks. Like, ooh, man, you got to learn to adapt. Yes. More direct shots, more urgency. That always goes a long way on power play.
Now going from this to a former Blue, now former Buffalo Sabre, Patrick Berglund. Have you heard about the whole thing here?
Yeah, he got bought out for purpose of termination.
A mutual termination of contract, apparently. He just stopped showing up to practice. They went on a road trip. He didn't show up. He's just no-showing.
It's weird. He's on a Blues team that's supposed to do well, and then they never really do as well as they should. Then he gets traded to Buffalo, where nobody thinks they're going to do well are absolutely killing it. And then he doesn't want to play hockey now?
Who knows? I bet you there's some sort of either drugs or personal.
Maybe it's Buffalo. People seem to just do shit in Buffalo. Whether it's Patrick Kane and cab drivers.
Or Vander Kane.
And putting his pee-pee where it doesn't belong. Or maybe Patrick Berglund and losing a smile.
Yeah, fair enough. Speaking of drugs, though. Flyers' Yuri Letna has been charged in his involvement in a massive cocaine smuggling plan. Mm. With 22 other people in Finland. So he now has to report back to Finland. Well, I think he was already there, but...
Yeah.
So he's actually been arrested based on that. All because this all took place at his summer home in Finland.
Yeah, because from what I understood, he was targeted at his summer home during the off-season.
Because there's a bunch of cocaine literally being dealt from his home, but when he wasn't there.
Yeah.
But I guess now they're saying that he not only was there for some of it, but he had involvement in selling it and doing it. So now he's being charged, allegedly.
So that's an interesting case.
Interesting case of hand caught in the cocaine jar.
If it's true. It's like, what kind of extra sugar are you putting on your holiday cookies there, Mr. Laterra?
Yeah. I love your sugar cookies. They taste like crack.
More, please.
The only thing I have is completely unrelated to sports in general, but congratulations to the following members for making it into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame for 2019. Janet Jackson, The Cure, Def Leppard, Stevie Nicks, Radiohead, The Zombies, and there's one or two others that I missed. My question is, why is it the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? I get it's the oldest, it's the most prestigious, etc., etc. But Janet Jackson, she's not rock and roll. Why don't you create a hip-hop or R&B or a music hall of fame? How about that? Just music hall of fame.
Well,
they have a country music hall of fame. They have a rock and roll one, but rock and roll has everything in it.
Yeah, pretty much. That's just how open we are.
It's bullshit. I mean, don't get me wrong. Janet Jackson, her body of work? Absolutely.
Especially that Super Bowl.
Her nipple of work? I mean, body of work?
Yep.
Her breast of work? Whatever. She's
showing
the
her nipples
She's the breast. She's the breast that's showing her nipple.
Yeah, maybe she has a homo milky.
There you go. But my thing is that I know you have your own wing for R&B and hip-hop and whatever else, but why in the rock and roll? I personally don't get it. It's something that really doesn't matter, and it's not going to keep me up at night. It's just something I find weird. That's it. That's all I got.
Do you hear about Seth Rollins wanting to wrestle Kenny Omega?
I did not hear that.
He was in an interview and he said the one person he really wants to face is Kenny Omega, and he considers AJ Styles to be that best in-ring or out-of-the-ring performer right now.
Well, there you go.
But yeah, I'm also finding it very funny that there's a lot more Kenny Omega talk within WWE.
I think they're probably either trying to convince him to come over
or there's something.
Or something's up. Yeah. It's very possible.
I just think it's very interesting. So.
Well, as we wind down here, we had to, was it, after this episode, it's fucking damn near Christmas time there. Pert near time to get St. Nick to come down your chimney and give you shit.
No.
Like herpes.
Are you saying you're St. Nick or the other?
I can neither confirm nor deny, but I do have a red suit. I am jolly and fat, and I roll around like a bowl full of jelly when I drink beer.
Eggnog,
my face is all
man.
Rosy.
Eggnog, man. It's eggnog.
Nog, nog! Yeah. Point is,
the rum variety of eggnog.
Put it this way. At this time of year, it's my favorite because I like to get dressed up in red, really drunk, and break into people's houses. It's my favorite.
Well, I mean, that's the thing. That's one thing. I mean, if black people always wanted to understand, you know, why can't I break into this house and not get caught? One, you're going through the front door and you're not in a big red jolly suit. If you did that and you went through the chimney, you'd be fine.
Dude, that went down a whole path I was not ready for.
I know.
I was not expecting that, nor do I know how to deal with it. So, to all those out there celebrating, Merry Christmas.
Technically, you brought in burglary.
Yes, from a very happy gay old elf who wears a bunch of pimp suit stuff. Not turning into a race thing, you fucking weirdo.
Hey, I'm just saying. I mean, I'm trying to educate people.
Fair enough, I guess.
I mean,
I don't think that's education, but, you know, you do you.
Well, if they get away with it, they learn something.
I don't think I want to teach people how to steal from houses, though.
I'm not saying steal.
I don't want that on my conscience.
Hey, who wouldn't want to break in the house if they know that they get free cookies?
I think I'd knock. Maybe I'm just too polite.
Depends on the cookies.
Yeah, fair enough. So yes, to all those who celebrate, Merry Christmas. Oh, we completely forgot. The 2nd to the 10th. That was Hanukkah. Missed it. Completely missed it. So, happy belated Hanukkah to all of our Jewish brethren. I don't know if I know any Jewish people, but, I mean, how can be Hanukkah to anyone I possibly do know?
I got a spadel.
It's a dreidel.
I know. I just found one. I'm not Jewish. I just found one on that day.
Oh, there you go. And then, anybody celebrating Kwanzaa, that's coming up at some point in the next few days. I don't know when it is.
Yeah, who?
I don't know. I don't know anybody who... I'll be honest. I know people who celebrate Christmas because of the present aspect. I really don't know anybody who's religious who goes to Midnight Mass or anything. But anyone does, you know, have a good holiday, etc., etc. I'm going to go to work, and then I'm going to go to work on Christmas Day, and I'm going to get really drunk.
Mm-hmm.
Happy motherfucking Christmas to me.
I actually tried to work Christmas Day, and I was told no.
I'm excited because I'm going to get the money!
Yeah, the OT, man.
It's going to be sweet.
Would have been like a $400 day for me.
I'm not even going to go into how much it would be for me because I don't want people to know. It would be a lot, though.
13 cents.
A minute for the first 20 minutes.
You can't last a minute.
At work, I can. It's not sex. I don't work in a brothel like you, you fucking stiff.
We do sell tampons at my work.
There you go. I don't know what that has to do with sex.
That's all I'm saying about my work.
There you go.
I'm not legally allowed to talk about my work. It's actually a true statement.
No, I'm not either. I've actually, on a previous podcast, I've said too much.
No.
But fuck it.
On a
present podcast,
I've said too much.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
But to anybody, Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Merry Kwanzaa. Well, for anybody who's atheist and doesn't celebrate on any of it, well, happy Tuesday.
Yeah. Even though it's Wednesday.
Well, I mean, like, next Tuesday when it's Christmas. Happy Tuesday to them. So, yeah. What do you got planned for your Christmas little break?
Family.
You're doing booze. Your family. Nice.
Doing the booze.
Doing the booze.
Gonna do the booze real hard.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, I'm gonna, you know, crack that, you know, cap, and I'm going to go full oral suction.
You're going to orally fixate and suck a bunch of beer off.
Yep.
Got it. Cool.
It's going to go looking from Santa to a skeleton when I'm done.
Pretty sure that's murder, but hey, man, good for you. You enjoy that.
No, I'm just inhaling the goodness.
That's murder.
And then swallowing.
Yeah, you're definitely a murder. At least you're not spitting.
Or a whore.
Yeah.
Next week. Yeah, we got a very,
special episode.
So,
next week.
Should we give a teaser or, like, explain it a little? Because it is a little bit,
I will give it a teaser in three words. Hashtag ham struggles. I think that sums it up.
Or, tag baked struggles.
I don't know what that is.
Tag baked hams?
Oh, tag baked hams. Yeah. Okay. That makes more sense. Okay. How about 4G of podcasting awesomeness? Or strugglishness?
How about 4G struggles? Well, let's just say that there's something big going on next week. An inter-promotional audio.
We're doing a
vodka.
We're finally, if anyone's a fan of Two Baked Hams, we're finally getting that collab podcast going. First half will be on one, the second half will be on the other.
Yeah, in order to listen to the whole thing,
listen to both.
You gotta subscribe to both. So you subscribe to us wherever you are listening to your podcast.
Spotify, Podcast Player, Podbean, iTunes, YouTube, Twitch, apparently.
Fuck YouTube. Twitch. But yeah. Just subscribe to the Backbreaker Media and follow your boys. It sounds a struggle. And then go follow Two Baked Hams.
Two Baked Hams. Ham 1 and Ham 2.
Yeah. Where Jonah, I believe, is the ham we like. Mike is a jam bonehead. I thought that was funny.
That's French for ham. I see what you did there.
But it's also a pun because he's an asshat.
In a bonehead.
He's a jam bonehead.
Yes.
Yeah. Or he's a jam boner.
I like both of them. I really don't have a favoritism of one over the other.
Although, I don't have a favoritism, but Jonah's way better.
Although, that could change out during this podcast.
I mean,
maybe during this upcoming podcast, I will decide who is my favorite. And I will give the winner of that.
You know why I say Jonah's my favorite? It's because when I did their podcast, Jonah actually offered me beer. He didn't have it, but he at least offered. Courtesy goes a long way.
Well, fair enough. You know what? I'll even say this. If I enjoy the podcast enough and one of them shows themselves to be extremely superior than the other, I will give them a Magnanimity Award of Excellence.
Or why don't you just go there, get them to be really nice, and still don't give it to them?
I didn't say I would for sure. I'm just saying I might.
I know. I'm just, you know.
Because a certain somebody was looking into it. The other thing that Jonah could do, if he wants one, I put a bounty on Evander Kane. Fulfill it. He kind of looks like a bounty hunter.
What happens if we put a Evander Kane mask on Mike?
I'll accept that.
Okay.
That's acceptable.
All right. Just thought I'd throw that out.
You know what? Anybody who wants to put a Evander Kane mask of some sort on something or someone and then beat the fuck out of it and send me the video, you can get the Award of Excellence as well.
All right.
Putting that out there.
Unless they, cover, say, a Blackhawk or a Packer or any teams that you like and their players. So if they put, like, an Evander Kane mask on, like, Jonathan Toews and beat that up, that doesn't count, right?
Well, I think it goes the same.
I know, but...
You gotta know your audience. That'd be stupid.
That's exactly what I'm trying to get at.
You know, if they want to do that and see how I react, they're probably not going to.
I question everyone that likes us, so I mean.
I question myself too.
So, I mean,
on many, many things.
So, that being said, though.
WhatAmaneuver.net, PowerSlam.tv, BackbreakerMedia.pivotshare.com. Go to all those things. They're all in the links and the description below. Do all that. See all that. Be all that. Love all that. Yeah. Beam is.
Just do it.
Yes.
Yeah. I think that'll do it for episode 106.
106.
Yeah. I'm Chris Parrish.
And I am the holly jolly Saint Maniac. Merry my fucking Christmas. And a Happy New Year, but we'll see you next week.
Yeah, well, we're going to have an episode before the New Year. Because unlike any other podcast, we don't take time off. No. 106 straight. We done 106 straight weeks, people.
Well, you have. I've missed a couple.
Hey, no, it's a team effort. You're there in spirit.
I don't have a spirit.
You're chirping at me while I'm doing it.
Fair enough. It looks like that.
On the textual...
The text-sextual?
Yeah, you're very textually chirping me.
Next week, 107.
No.
Collab. Let's do it.
Yeah.
Next week. We're real.
We are spectacular, and we are a little bit of...
Strugglicious, all right.
Yeah. Well, kind of go together.
Like, tag struggle and two big pants.
You want to hear a good joke?
I would love to hear a good joke.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
No one! Because it's later, bitches! When your heart's pounding out of your chest, you can feel like chicken as you're running out of breath. If you're ready to rock, we'll just let it roll. Are you ready now? Are you ready to move? Let's be just...